Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dawn Cundiff, and she's the director of the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Dawn.
Good morning, LaVon.
Dawn, I think every community basically has some special things going on for Christmas, for the holidays. And I wanted to start out with one I know you have going on, sort of ongoing, and that's Festival of Trees.
Yes, we do have the Festival of Trees going on. And this year they are located in the library, which is on Court Street, and then also Concerned, which is on Highway 59.
And how long will those be there for viewing?
Until the first week of January.
All right. So if you haven't gotten there yet, it's time to go and see them, because there's always great ideas. Have you had a chance, Dawn, to go check them out?
And, of course.
Yes. And aren't people creative? It's just so much fun.
I know. The one group has done a food pantry type tree.
Oh.
So that's really cute when they build the tree out of food cans and boxes.
Ah.
And it's just, like you said, there's so many neat things that they can do. But this year we're also having miniature trees. And we have not in the past. We've always had the big trees.
Uh-huh.
But this year we've had miniature trees, and it's been nice because the library can display them on top of their shelving.
Oh, sure.
So it takes up less space, and they're able to have the space still that they need
mm-hmm.
for the library.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us at home, for some people, it's like one in every room, so those little miniatures are good in some small spaces. But for some of us, we only have room for one small one, so it's good to see all the variety.
That's right, and yeah. I think my mom said, you know, the older I've gotten, the smaller my tree's gotten.
Yes, I understand that completely. So
good. You know, during Christmas, everyone is feasting and they're feeding. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about our wellness facility.
Okay.
Because we have over 44,000 square foot facility located right on Highway 44, which is Chapburn Avenue. And they have something for all different levels of fitness. They also have a swimming pool. They have with a slide, and so small children can also come. And if you're under 12, of course, you'll bring them there. But if they're over 12, they are able to stay at the pool by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they have a 4-lap lane pool and a lazy river.
So if you're really serious and you want to just go do laps, you've got that opportunity.
You can do that. Or you have the lazy river, or you can play. And, of course, we have the racquetball court, and we have the basketball court. So it's a great family recreation, just a short drive to us,
mm-hmm.
what, 25 minutes, and lots of activities in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I want to know more about the lazy river.
Oh, the lazy river is that resistance pool.
Okay.
And it is, I don't know, about 4 feet, 4 feet wide, and you're walking against the.
Oh, against the current.
It gives you resistance.
Yeah. Excellent exercise, and especially, well, it could be really fun, but I think especially if people are recuperating from some surgeries and so on, it's about the best kind of exercise, I understand, that you can have.
Right, and we also have one of the best therapy pools, too. So it's. We are very proud of that facility, and also while you're up, it's just a great way to go and to relax after a full day of shopping, and we've got lots of shopping.
All right.
Well, lots of shopping and lots of wonderful restaurants, and so...
If you haven't been to Harlan for a while, it's time to check it out, but I want to go back to that wellness center again a little bit, because, you know, as you said, great for stress reduction and just selling. But I'm thinking if people have, grandparents have their grandkids coming and going, okay, what are we going to do now all day after, you know, we've had Christmas dinner and then they're still here for a week or so. What are we going to do all that time? If they're out of town, no problem?
No problem because they have day passes.
Okay.
And they also have week passes. They have family passes. They have single passes. They have, of course, memberships that are available. And when we opened up, of course, their memberships were just quadrupled what they thought that they were going to get.
Ah, exciting.
So it was very, very exciting. But my goodness, the equipment, there's so much in there. And, of course, they've got an indoor track.
Yeah, and that's great. Some people just want to walk, so it's great to have that space.
Yep, or play basketball. Yeah. And, again, it's a family thing. You can have your kids in the pool. You can have so many things. And give me a call here at the Chamber, and we'll give you all the information. It's a great way for a gift.
Yes, that's another great idea.
So, you know, fitness is a big thing. The Shelby County has been accepted as the Blue Zone, so we're working towards more fun things like that.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned gifts. I want to have you talk a little more about, you know, if somebody, maybe their family has moved away, but they'd like to have a reminder of Shelby County, Harlan. You have some things that would make great gifts.
Yes, we do as the Chamber, you bet. And then also, for those that live out of town, they are able to purchase gift certificates off of our website for their parents. Or for their families.
Wonderful idea. And I'm thinking most of the chambers, I think, around the area have those
souvenir-type things.
Yeah, gift possibilities that maybe you don't think about. And like you say, buying gift things online when you're somewhere else, great possibilities that we sort of forget about those possibilities, I think. So no matter where you are, whether it's Shelby County or some other place, you might want to check out that Chamber of Commerce, either where you live or where your family lives, to see what's available.
That's right. And we're also, anyone can just pull up Chamber of Commerce's and they can type in Harlan, they can type in Shelby County, and it will come up on our chamber.
Mm-hmm. So you have that website, and that's
we have exploreshelbycounty.com, and it is there, and you can, like I said, order online. You can see what we have. We have pottery, Harlan pottery, and that is offered at fourth generation, but we still have that available. And then, of course, there's lots of cute shirts that say Harlan and Shelby County. And we also have a wonderful T-shirt that has the courthouse on, because the courthouse is such a historic building from the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got lots of things for those families and lots of things for anybody that would like to have a specialized type of gift.
Yes. So remember that when you still got somebody on your list, and you probably haven't thought about going to your chamber office to find something. So do that.
And your chambers, all of your chambers offer, some of them call them chamber bucks, ours are gift certificates, and they're good at any of your chamber members or any business. Yeah. All depends.
Another great gift. So let's look ahead a little bit now. You know, we're building up to the holidays, and we probably don't want to think too much beyond that. But I know if you're planning something for even spring, you're already working on it.
Yes, we are. We have our awards event every year, which is the awards for Citizen of the Year in our businesses. That's our bling, bling, ka-ching, ka-ching. But we have Administrative Assistance Day, which used to be the old Secretary's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a fun China luncheon, and that's open to everybody. And it is a great thing. It is growing every year. We have China as like the Chargers. Every table is set by somebody different. And we've got all this beautiful, beautiful China. And you come in and you can eat off their clear plastic plates so that you're able to see the settings. But it is such a wonderful, wonderful meal. And we have the same meal every year because everyone loves it.
Looks forward to it. Hey, and what's the date for that?
And that is going to be, it is always the third Wednesday of April for Secretary's Day and Administrative Assistance Day.
And where is that usually held?
That will be held at the Harlan Golf and Country Club.
Okay, because you have to have a pretty good space to set up all the tables and have them, you know, have time to get them all pretty and so on. So that sounds like a really fun thing.
They set up the night before, and we have two lunch times.
Okay.
11 and 12:15.
All right. So that would be something to put on your calendar. And, you know, maybe somebody would like to come from somewhere else and see how you do that. It sounds like such a fun idea that, you know, somebody might want to copy that, Dawn.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, we'll share, because it was surely not a novel idea when we did it.
Okay.
We copied somebody else.
Yeah. Well, we are visiting with Dawn Cundiff, and she is the director for the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce, and bringing us up to date on what's happening there, and kind of look down the road here and get on over to see their wellness center, or, you know, just get on over to make a visit in Harlan. And I think this is right, you have a chamber report on KNOD.
I do, and it's also on our website.
All right, very good.
Well, so you can hear everything that's going on and exploreshelbycounty.com. Right.
Okay. Well, I had to mention KNOD since that's our sister station.
Oh, KNOD is wonderful.
Just give it a little plug, too, there.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for visiting with us. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks, Alon, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Till next time, here's a thought, especially holiday time, but anytime. Holding a grudge is letting someone live rent-free in your head.